Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm your host, Teresa Watkins, and it is a beautiful morning. Can you tell we're getting longer days? I'm waking up now and I'm walking out to get in my car to drive here, and it is daylight. And so the days are getting longer here, and it is going to be a great day. We're going to have some rain throughout the state. We've gotten a good bit of rain over the past couple of days, and that's great for the garden. I'd like to say good morning to Lizzie. Good morning, Lizzie.
Good morning. Yes, Saturdays are probably my only morning that I actually drive into work, I should say, and be able to see the sun rising. You know, normally I get to watch the moon whenever I'm driving to work. So, but yes, it is.
It is. It was just a shock to me because it's been a few weeks. I'm still trying to get into my routine, back into my routine. But it was nice to see the sunlight and just the early morning colors that you see. So, Lizzie, I have to ask you, how is your garden growing?
Isn't there some type of like a child rhyme that has to go, what's growing in your garden or something? But yeah, it's doing well. However, I do have an amazing husband and son and a best friend to the family who did build my raised beds, but they built them too late. So it's not doing as great as I wanted for my vegetable gardens, but it is doing good.
You have them in place now, though, so you can be ready to go right here in August.
And, yes.
And so, but we have posted photographs of your garden that you sent, and they look amazing. Wonderful, beautiful, colorful flowers, and your herbs are doing well. They're, you know, herbs struggle in the summertime, but it all looks good, and I love the raised beds. They look great.
I highly suggest anybody to go out there and get like lemon balm and mint and lavender if you're going to do some type of ground cover, because my dogs love that. They don't mess with it, but I watch them go out, sniff them. They just sniff the ground. They're loving this, and I love it because the wind blows and I get to smell all this.
And your dogs smell like lavender.
They do.
And mint.
Yes.
That's wonderful. And so that's very, that's a good way to do it and enjoy the garden. So all of your senses are heightened when you can garden. And so I posted Lizzie's garden and it looks amazing. And then I've also posted on our Better Lawns and Gardens Facebook page, the Royal Horticultural Chelsea Flower Show art photos, having art in the garden. So the new photos deal with display and art, and it can showcase your personality. You can create a theme, or you can add ambiance or elegance or whimsy to your landscape. And so, you know, what's going to, when somebody walks through your yard, what does it say about you? And, you know, what they go, oh, wow, this is, you know, Cheryl's yard, or this is, you know, Peter's yard. You can just tell because of the art in it. So in the Chelsea Flower Show, there were lifelike metal jungle cheetahs that were life size. And all of the characters in Alice in Wonderland's books were part of water features. And at King Charles III's private residence, he had three life-size African elephants, a male elephant, a father and a mother, and a baby elephant. They were all life-size.
Oh, wow.
Out of wood. You know, it was sculpture. And so that was just magnificent. And those were a gift to him for his work that he has done in Africa. And then at Iford Manor, this is a private residence, they had three giant turquoise marble eggs. And these eggs, I guess they were about, I would say, 15 to 18 inches tall and about 15 inches wide. And they were just beautiful. And they were set on staircase and landings on the staircase. And they just looked incredible. And then at Iford Manor, there was a wire sculpture inside a hedge. Now, I have a client, we're putting a podocarpus hedge in, but we're going to carve out a window. And so we're going to cut it when it gets to be mature, a window that people can look into the garden and see. Oh. And right in the frame of the view, we're going to put some art on the other side of the garden. So when you look, it's going to look like the podocarpus frames this art.
Oh, I love this.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
So there's a lot of people that have you know, podocarpus hedges. And yes, we do plant them for privacy, but wouldn't it be neat if somebody was passing by and could see the, you know, in your yard, in your backyard? And so I love doing that. And then at Orchard Cottage in Wiltshire, the owners had placed wrought iron, and it was rustic wrought iron, actually authentic crowns, wrought iron crown, and cloches, which are the glass containers that you put over your plants so they retain the heat during the wintertime. But these were wrought iron, so there was no glass in it. And the flowers were just growing through these crown and this wrought iron, and it was beautiful. And I tried looking for these pieces, and they're vintage. They're from the 20s and 30s. And so, you know, this is something you'd have to find in an antique store or at a yard sale somewhere in England or up north, New England. You could probably find some kind of wrought iron cloches. But they were just beautiful and very artistic and whimsical, with the flowers springing up from the ground through these wrought irons. So using your creativity and passion to add a piece of statuary, a knick-knack painting, or a mirror can make a statement in a corner along your pathway. Take a look at the photos and let me know if you see anything that inspires you, and that's on our Better Lawns and Gardens Facebook page. We are going to be taking your phone calls today. No guests this morning. I had a lot of emails and gardening questions, so I'm going to catch up on those. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Ah, the sun's out, the water's cool, it's a perfect day for boating.
What's that boat doing?
Perfect boating days can quickly turn into disasters when drugs and alcohol are involved. Don't let boating under the influence ruin your day. FWC officers have zero tolerance for impaired operators. If you're over the limit, you're under arrest. Learn more at myfwc.com. Brought to you by the FWC Division of Law Enforcement.
That sound is every driver's worst fear. How much will the repairs cost? Is it your engine, your transmission, or worse? A car breakdown could cost you thousands to repair, but not if you have CarShield. CarShield administrators pay your claims directly to the mechanic or dealer of your choice, saving you time and money. Call CarShield today before your next breakdown. Call 800-954-1023. That's 800-954-1023.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-577-2648. That's 1-800-577-2648.
Hey, Ralphie, what a great day to be underwater, eh?
Yeah, check it out. These silly humans think they don't need life jackets.
What do they think they are? Fish? Ha-ha, there goes another one.
Fell in the water and...
No life jacket! Ah, I could watch this all day!
If you're not a fish, you've got to wear your life jacket. Hi, this is Shaw Grigsby of One More Cast, asking you to wear it.
This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council. Find out more at safeboatingcampaign.com.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced. Call now. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call the Home Warranty Hotline now at 800-990-6716. 800-990-6716. 800-990-6716. That's 800-990-6716.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. If you'd like to give me a call regarding your gardening question, you can give us a call, 1-888-455-2967. That's 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text us at 23680. While I was gone, I received dozens of emails and Facebook messages asking gardening questions. So I'm going to be tackling those today, but I'd love to include yours. And we also want to let you know that in Lakeland at Peterson's Nursery this morning at 9:30, they are going to be doing a free landscaping workshop on summer color in your landscape. And that's a really good topic. And Lizzie, you've got the color down pat in your raised beds.
And it's funny, I did whatever colors that I really liked and thought would somewhat go together. And then Brooke, actually, I was like, here, just place them and then I'll figure it out. And she, you know, between the two of us, you know, it ended up pretty halfway decent. I can't complain.
No, it was great. And it does look wonderful. And thank you to everyone who's gone and liked the pages. Doris has already been out there. Tony and lots of others. So just go to our Better Lawns and Gardens Facebook page. And while you're there, like us so that everyone else knows that it's a great page. So Laura in Port St. Lucie, she's in South Florida. She says, "What can we grow as vegetables in the heat?" And she said she loves the show. So thank you, Laura, for listening. And to Better Lawns and Gardens, in the summertime, you need to grow plants that can take the heat, can take the excessive rainfall that we get. That would be arugula, boniata, and calabaza. These are Caribbean and tropical plants, vegetables, chayote. Now, cherry tomatoes will continue to produce all summer long. Everglades tomatoes, dasheens, malanga, okra, and roselle, and southern peas. Seminole pumpkins, sweet cassavas, sweet potatoes, and yard long beans. And so these you can find on what to plant in your landscape on our betterlawns.com page, what to do in the month of June. But you can also add Malabar spinach, New Zealand spinach, Okinawa, and southern peas. They can be planted June, July, and August in South Florida. So there's a lot of the southern peas. California Black Eye 5 is recommended for Florida. Pink Eye Purple Hull and Texas Cream are recommended for growing. Now, it takes 80 to 100 days to harvest them, and you want to harvest them frequently so that they keep producing, and they will continue to produce those southern peas through the fall. So those are really good crop to plant in South Florida. So let's go to Ron in Cottondale. Good morning, Ron. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm good. You have a great show. I listen to it when I drive from North Florida to Central Florida every Saturday. But these pine trees that's here in Florida, they're just so abundant. And I have a field that's growing up, and they've grown alongside my driveway, which has made a great barrier. But I'd like to move the small ones out to alongside in front of the road to make a barrier there. Can I do that anytime, or should I wait till winter when they're dormant, or...
Well, pine trees, how tall are the pine trees you want to move?
That can be as 2 feet to 4 feet.
Okay. And so they're in the ground right now.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to tell you, pine trees are really very root sensitive. They don't like their roots disturbed once they get growing. So I'm going to tell you, you should move them now. That's going to be the time frame because they don't go dormant in the wintertime. Okay, because they're evergreen, but
maybe,
they may not survive. Yeah, I would even just put in new ones rather than transplanting what you have. Now, if they're too close to the road and you're going to have to take them out anyway, or to your driveway or to your home, then you're going to have to take them out anyway. Then I would transplant them, but make sure that you get a really good root ball and try not to disturb those roots. They're not going to be too deep because 2 to 4 feet tall is not a really big tree. But I'm going to keep my fingers crossed. So you need to do that when you transplant them. Okay.
I'm just curious because I know back I'm from Ohio up there. Anytime you wanted the trees and things like that, you did it in the wintertime when they were dormant. But down, I knew it would probably be different down here.
Well, these pine trees are different than the pine trees and fir trees up north. And so, you know, but they do not like the roots disturbed at all. So, try it and then let me know what happens, Ron, okay? You're going to be you'll be my guinea pig.
Sounds good. Thank you very much. Great show.
Thank you, Ron. You stay safe driving. That's Ron from Cottondale. Appreciate you listening every week. And that's just wonderful. Because when you listen every week, you hear my little tips here and there, but I do repeat them and you can catch them. But the gardening advice changes, and, you know, your gardening question is important, not only to you, but there's somebody else out there that's thinking, you know, we have that same question, and we're glad they asked that. So don't feel like you need to, that your question is not important, because someone else, if you're thinking it, someone else is thinking it too as well.
And there's no dumb question, because I've waited for Teresa to roll her eyes every time she comes on Saturday morning going, Lizzie, are you serious? And nope, she doesn't. She's like, hey, you never know.
You're so sweet. So let's go to Diane in Kissimmee. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, and thank you for your show. I'd like a definitive answer. Do we put our coffee grounds in the garden and empty out those little pods and the other, you know, when we make coffee, or are we just wasting our time? Does it do nothing? That's question one.
No.
Question two is, I would love to have ground cover on my lawn, but how do I keep those big weeds from coming through?
Okay. So question number one, are coffee grounds good for your soil? Yes, they are. I would prefer to put them into a compost pile first and just add them to your garden later as it becomes compost, but you can definitely put them in your garden beds and they will eventually, you know, decompose and add nutrition, you know, to the soil. So yes, you can do that. And then for the second question was?
Ground cover. How do you keep the weeds from springing up, you know, in the ground cover?
There you go. Good question. So the ground cover, the point to keeping the weeds from coming through is to block the sunlight. So when you're putting down a ground cover, if it's small at first, but it's going to get bigger and it's going to take over that area, and that's what you want it to do, then you want to make sure that you're putting down enough mulch, 3 inches of mulch, so that it prevents the sunlight from coming through. You also want to make sure that the area that you start with is weed-free. Okay, so there's no need to turn the soil over or to, you want to get rid of any weeds that are there already and make sure it's weed-free. Put down the mulch, add your ground covers, and that should be a good start.
Oh, I never thought of mulch. I was just going to, dig holes in the lawn there.
Right.
And, put down, lavender. And I love jasmine. Oh, my God.
Oh, jasmine would be a really good choice for a ground cover. And so it just now also, too, you want to make sure that it's not an area where people are going to be running in or walking through. But, your Confederate jasmine, your Asian jasmine is going to it'll take up 15 feet and be a great ground cover.
Oh, thank you so very much. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Great question. And so the point of not having weeds is to make sure you have competition from either turf or other plants and then blocking that sunlight. Mother Nature abhors a vacuum. She's going to put something there where there's nothing. And so, you want to make sure that you've got the ground completely covered, prevent that sunlight from getting through, and that will help you with your weed issue. So Richard in Daytona Beach, thank you for listening to us on WNDB. My crepe myrtles don't seem to be blooming much. I don't commit crepe murder, but still no blooms. What's up? Thank you for having your show to help me. Well, Richard, thank you for listening. We are so appreciative that you're out there. And so how close are you, Richard, to Daytona Beach? Because I will tell you, crepe myrtle does not like salt water. They're not salt tolerant at all. So while they may be, living and surviving, they're not going to really thrive. So they're not a good choice for a seaside planting. If you're further away, 20 to 30 miles, that kind of Daytona Beach away from the shorelines, then you want to check the pH of the soil. So the soil type and condition is very important. So crepe myrtles prefer about a 5 to 6.2 pH, okay? And, the salt conditions, your shorelines are alkaline. They're probably going to be in the 6.5, 7, 7.5, and possibly even 8 in some areas of the coast areas. So if you're having crepe myrtles, they're not doing well, make sure that you have the right pH. Make sure that you're fertilizing on a regular basis. And definitely not committing crepe murder. So that will definitely help. Now, if you want plants and shrubs and trees that will do well in alkaline soils, then go ahead and send me an email, and I will send you a little handout that has a list of all of the plants that will tolerate salt water and salt tolerance, sea spray, and I will send you that, okay? So that is a really, really very good question. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. I'm drinking a Black Pekoe cup of tea with milk and sugar. Lizzie, what are you drinking?
I'm begrudgingly drinking water, not because I don't like water, but because I finally ran out of eggnog, and I still have four more months until I can get eggnog again.
Let us know what you're drinking for your morning breakfast or your morning beverage, and we'd love to hear that. Let us know your gardening question, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text us at 23680. Nancy and Coco, thank you very much. She says she loves the show. I have an anthurium, and the flowers are turning brown. Am I watering too much or not enough? Thank you. Lizzie, do we have time to answer that?
Yes.
Okay, super. Okay, so Nancy, I want you to look at what type of brown it is. Is it a brown, crackly, dry brown, or is it a brown kind of wilting, kind of very soft, hanging over, it's just kind of limp brown? Depending on those two questions, it's going to give you your answer. And so if it's brown and dry and crackly, it may be you're not watering enough. If it's kind of wilting and a soft brown, it may be you're watering too much. That's a really great question. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, it's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-273-1623. 800-273-1623. 800-273-1623. That's 800-273-1623.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651. It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
And welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. It's Saturday morning, and we're answering your gardening questions. Today is all about you. I have a backlog of emails and gardening questions I needed to catch up from. my trip that we went to the Chelsea Flower Show. And so I'm doing that today, but I'm also answering your gardening questions. And so let's follow up real quickly. I wanted to tell Nancy in Cocoa, the anthurium has a flower that lasts a long time. And so, and I didn't have time at the end of the program to just go into it, but is this flower doing it as it's blooming, or is it doing it after you've had it for, it's been blooming for a month, you know, 6 weeks or so. And if it is, it just may be a natural decline too of the flower if it's been blooming a long time. So I just wanted to follow up with you on that. Thank you for listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. And then also to Lizzie, here you go.
Okay. Here's your,
okay. So Nikki from Palm Bay says, you can make eggnog easily and it tastes wonderful. She said, just in case 4 months is too long.
It is very too long. It really is. I've been actually jonesing for a month now. I know. I know that doesn't seem possible.
Well, I can, you know, so I was just telling you during the break that when I was a teenager, I was in a very bad bicycle accident and I had a broken jaw. And for 3 months, eggnog was my way to get sustenance. And I made it at home and it was just milk and sugar and cinnamon and nutmeg and eggs. And I put it into a blender and it tasted so good.
Well, if you anybody's got a really good recipe, minus the rum, tequila, vodka, or whatever it is that you like to add to it, or all of the above, send it to us. I mean, I might try it. I mean, I can cook. I can throw down. I can cook family meals like there's no tomorrow. I can do spreads for 30 people. Not a problem. Eggnog has always just been a scary thing to me.
Yep, just get a blender. And so, Nikki, send us your recipe. That'll be great. And you can go ahead and text it to us, and that's going to be real super.
All right. Now, we had a listener, and he's probably laughing now. His name's Michael from Melbourne, and his question, and I'm going to screw this up. He goes, I don't want to talk on air because I want to mess it up. And I'm like, well, leave it to me. I'll mess it up too. Now, he has a mango tree, and I do believe he said it was about a year old.
Okay.
And it does have quite a few mangoes on it. And should he remove them because they're kind of heavy on the tree? Should he remove this first crop or let it just go ahead and finish doing its thing and then fall off? Or
okay, so it's a year old. I don't know how tall it is. Mangoes had a spectacular year this year from South Florida all the way up through Orlando. Even on my street, there's a beautiful mango tree that had literally 35, 40, 50 mangoes hanging from it. And it's just so cool. But a little tree, you want it to, you know, get it, develop a good root system. And when you're producing fruit, you're not thinking about doing the root system. So, you know, you're asking the plant to grow, the trees to grow leaves and grow branches and grow fruit and grow roots. And so there's a philosophy out there that says you should remove the fruit from the new fruit trees. But mangoes are tropical, and they grow very fast, especially during the summertime. So, Michael, I'm going to tell you, if the branches aren't bending or it's not damaging the tree, go ahead and leave them on and wait till they ripen and then enjoy your beautiful mangoes. I'm not a big proponent of removing, fruit. Life's too short.
Right.
And unless you're an actual, you know, agricultural crop grower, or you're wanting to produce a whole line of, you want a really big harvest and you've got multiple trees, then I wouldn't remove them. I just enjoy them one at a time.
Well, there you go, Michael. And thank you for making me laugh. Man, if anybody calls here and makes me laugh, you just made my day.
That's wonderful. So Mark in Miami, I'm loving how we're getting, lots of listeners and calls from South Florida. We love you guys down there, and it's so easy to have a garden. And so I'd love to hear about what you're growing in Miami, in Fort Lauderdale, in Sarasota, what you love to grow. Mark in Miami asks, how do I get rid of aphids on my butterfly weed? Now, we were talking about weeds earlier, but butterfly weed is a beautiful pollinator, butterfly attractor. And so it's a wonderful plant for your butterfly garden, but it can get aphids, and especially during the summertime. So the best and easiest way to get rid of aphids is to first check all your plants to make sure there's no butterfly eggs on your plant or any caterpillars, little small ones that you really can't see from a distance. And if you don't find any, then go ahead and take your garden hose and spray the aphids off the stems and leaves and underneath the leaves. Go ahead and just knock them off. And they won't come back for 2 to 3 weeks. And when they come back again, just take your hose off and spray your hose on it again. And that way, you're not having to use a harsh chemical that's not only going to, you know, kill the aphids, but may damage your butterfly eggs and your caterpillars too as well. So I am definitely a big proponent of just using a spray hose to get rid of aphids. They're not, you know, that harm. I mean, they're not that bad when you can touch them and stuff. There's even, you know, proponents out there of just taking them and squishing them between your fingers. But, I don't want to do that. So I just like the garden hose method, and it works for me. So spraying will last about 2 to 3 weeks, and then you might find them back again. So go ahead, Mark, and spray it again. And thank you for sending in your question and listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you'd like to give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text at 23680. If you have an eggnog recipe that you make from home for Lizzie, non-alcoholic on Saturday morning, she's got to produce the show, so she needs all her wits with her. Yes. And so, you know, we appreciate that. That would be great. Also, too, you can go to betterlawns.com and send a question, or on our Facebook page, you could also ask a question. I know I'm talking to Myra and Bobby and John. All of you have sent in great questions and great photographs. We can't take photographs in our text messages, but you can go to the betterlawns.com Facebook page or on the on our website and send us a photograph too as well. Today's all about you. Your gardening question is important. Someone else is thinking the same thing. So go ahead and do that. So Alan in Orlando, he asked his garden question in an email. Why does my St. Augustine have brown and white spots on its leaves? And so, Alan, stay tuned. I'm going to answer that when we come back from the break. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens if it's Saturday morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Make your garden come alive with Quality Green Specialists. Discover Quality Green's beautiful nursery with thousands of fruit trees, fruiting plants, flowers, herbs, and vegetables. Enjoy an explosion of color and see amazing results in your garden. Quality Green has the very best in organic-based, sustainable products to grow everything super productive, strong, and healthy. Quality Green Specialists, 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand. Conveniently open 9 to 4 daily. Online at Quality Green Specialists.
This boating season, the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission wants to remind you to wear your life jacket. You make a difference in the life of your family. As a parent, it's your job to keep your kids safe and be there for them. You do it at home, at school, and you need to do it on the water as well. Always wear your life jacket and have your children wear theirs too. It's a basic step that saves lives. Life jackets save lives. Wear it, Florida. Visit myfwc.com for more information. That's myfwc.com.
Pump it up this summer, literally. Underinflated tires can overheat and endanger lives. Whether you're driving across town or across Florida, make sure your tires are properly inflated, damage-free, and have adequate tread depth. The trip to your destination can be half the fun, so take your time and enjoy the ride. The Florida Highway Patrol reminds you to slow down and stay cool this summer. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles. Visit flhsmv.gov for more information.
Hey, Bill, how's it going?
I'm fine, Bob. I just wish I were ready for mosquito season.
Well, that's why I bought Summit Mosquito Dunks.
Summit Mosquito Dunks?
Yep, they kill the mosquito larvae before they're old enough to bite.
How about that? Well, I guess I'm off to the store.
Help protect yourself and your family from diseases caused by mosquitoes with Summit Mosquito Dunks. Available at garden centers, hardware stores, and online at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the Low-Cost Airlines Travel Hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-361-1289. 800-361-1289. 800-361-1289. That's 800-361-1289.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Today is all about your gardening questions. We'd love to hear from you. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text at 23680 and ask your gardening question. And so let's see. The question was before. We're going here. So Alan in Orlando, I've got to get my questions here right. He had a great question, and he also sent me a photograph. And he said, what is happening to my St. Augustine grass? The leaves have brown and white spots on them. And so, Alan, you could have one of two diseases, and you just got to figure out which one it is. But the solution is the same for both of them. You either have Cercospora leaf spot or gray leaf spot. And so this is a disease that happens when you're watering, and it may not be at the right time of the day, and it gets too wet and it stays wet too long. So it is a disease issue from water. And so you want to make sure that you're watering at the time of the day when the plant is used to having dew on it or is getting water. And that is the early morning hours. So anytime between 4 and 6 o'clock in the morning, you can go ahead and water your turf. And that will mean that it will get wet, it'll absorb it, the roots will absorb the water, and then it will dry off before the heat of the day, and it doesn't stay wet too long. Don't be watering your lawn at 9 o'clock at night, 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night. Now, we're getting our rainstorms now during the summer season, and if we're getting that rain at the, 7, 8, 9, 10 p.m., then you could still get this disease issue, but I want to make sure that you're not overwatering. And that is the case with, most turf diseases, is that not only do we get the rain, but people are watering on top of that. So reduce the amount of watering you're doing. Make sure you're doing it in the early morning hours between 4 and 6 a.m. And then if you still get it each year or you're still getting it, you can put down a fungicide to prevent it. Okay, anything like Daconil or any kind of turf fungicide will help prevent it. But you cannot cure it once you have it. Great question, Alan. Thank you for sending it in. Let's go to Maury in St. Cloud. Good morning, Maury. How can I help you?
Good morning, Teresa. Yeah, I talked to you a few months ago. I have a Washingtonia palm that I transplanted that was about 8 feet tall.
Okay.
Been in the spot for a year and a half, but all the fronds are like stuck now at the top. They're not able to push up. I've been fertilized it twice so far this spring and water it once a week. Is there anything I'm afraid it's going to die if it, I don't know. It's not dying, but it's not thriving.
Yeah. Sometimes when you transplant a palm tree, it takes 6 months to a year to recover. Okay. So it's still pushing down roots. It's not concentrating on producing fronds. So palm trees are not a tree. So you would expect a tree to start leafing out and start to grow really quickly once you disturb the roots and transplant it. Palm trees are not like that. They are not a dicot, they're a monocot. And so they focus their energies a little bit differently. The root ball is going to take a little bit more time to settle in and get over the shock of transplanting. So I would just suggest that you keep up what you're doing, because Washingtonians are fast growing. But since you moved it, it's just taking its time recovering. So I would make sure that you're fertilizing. What are you fertilizing with?
It's a palm fertilizer, and I just put it on as directed. I just put it around about 3 feet around the base of the tree.
According to the amount, according to the instructions?
Yeah, it tells you to measure the dimension of the tree. It's kind of a different procedure, and then so many tablespoons for the width of the tree. And
wow,
it's not a, but it maybe it's
yeah. I'm concerned about the tablespoons. So is it a liquid?
Yeah.
Is it a liquid or is it a granule?
No, it's a granule.
Okay, because you should be doing it like in cups and pounds. And so I would probably, so what you're looking for is a fertilizer with, do you have something to write with?
Sure.
Okay. So, you know, the University of Florida recommends an 8-2-12-4 magnesium. So that's an 8-2-12-4 magnesium. So 4% magnesium. And so I would follow that, and you would do it. I would put it down at a pound per inch of the diameter. So just go ahead and, you're looking at probably 3 to 4 pounds each time you put down.
Okay.
Okay. But follow the label instructions on that fertilizer. Look at, try a new fertilizer, palm fertilizer. Get those, that analysis, and you should start to see it grow sometime over the summertime. It should start to produce.
All right, great. Thank you for your time.
You're
appreciate
welcome.
It.
Thank you. Let's go to Jean in Oviedo. Good morning, Jean.
Good morning. I have a question in reference to a hedge that was planted when the house was built in 1984. So it's about 39 years old. And we used it just strictly as a privacy hedge. It was the, when the house was built, it had, a, there was a coping area that like a large planter, and it's probably about 10 feet long, and the width or the depth of it is prob 2.5 feet by maybe 3, and it's naturally flush with the ground, but it was filled with soil, and the hedges were put in there, and we've maintained it over the years to keep it higher than, say, 4.5 feet. Unfortunately, I think there's about 4 plants in there. One has died out completely with a fungus, and it looks like the fungus is trying to get into the existing other plants.
Do you know what it is?
No, I really don't. I'm sorry. I know I've just pulled a couple leaves off of it. The leaves are about 2 inches long by 1.5 inches wide, and it's a typical bush I've seen throughout the neighborhood that was planted at that time, most of the homes, and they've just maintained it as a shrubbery like we have on ours. And what we had planned on doing was digging, having the dead one pulled out and then try to find something that is similar at either Lucas or any of the other nursery close by and put in there. But we wanted to treat the soil. And we were wondering, should we do just the one plant, take it out and try to treat, because it's starting, the fungus is starting to go into the other bushes.
Okay, and so Jean, I don't know if you have a fungus, whether it's just dieback, twig dieback, and this happens when you have a hedge or plants that get cut on a regular basis, and this plant's, you know, 39, 40 years old, and so it's underneath a lot of stress. So exactly. I don't think you need to do anything with the soil. It may just be time to just replace the plants that are, you know, dying, and it's just age. So the twig dieback, you know, maybe just a fungal issue, or I don't necessarily think so, but it just may be just cutting that tree back over and over again in the same spot, and then it dies. And so, right. Yeah, so take a leaf branch to any nursery. You'll probably be able to find that shrub, and I would take out the two shrubs that are declining and replace them. And just go ahead and just replace them. You don't need to worry about the soil or having to sterilize it or treat it or do anything. Just put in some new fresh soil and two new plants, and you'll be good to go.
Well, that's what we were afraid of, because it's become very, very dense because of the age of it and the fact that it's sort of contained. It's not like having it in the open grass area where it can spread out with the root system. And some of the roots actually are coming out in a couple different areas because the coping or the
damaging it
around. It's probably about 2 feet tall, but it's been good as a privacy. But
right. Jean, you just may want to take out all of the shrubs and put in some new ones that are going to have a little time to grow, give you some the privacy that you want, but don't put as many in there. And, just starting over and just make it just a refresh, new landscaping project for the summertime, and get some new shrubs in there and start and go for another 40 years. Okay, so that's Jean. I can't hear. So thank you very much, Jean. I appreciate it. We are talking to you today about your gardening questions. So thank you to everyone who's called in, Ron and Diane and Michael. Thank you so much for letting us know about your issue, Mari and Jean, and then also Nikki with your eggnog recipe. So, you know, we're looking for that, and we'll get that to you, Lizzie. So
yes,
I can't wait to hear about it. But we're calling you. Your calls are important. 1-888-455-2967. I'm going to talk about butterfly puddling stations in the next hour and taking more of your gardening questions. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
One natural disaster could change your life forever. What can you do? Turn to AARP. We help older adults and their families prepare, respond, and recover with evacuation checklists to help you remember prescriptions and other essentials, information to help you avoid scammers, connections to Florida-specific resources, and lots of other tips and tools. Don't let one natural disaster change your life. Be prepared with the help of AARP, because at AARP Florida, we're here to help. Find us at aarp.org/fldisaster. Help.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.